någonstans i Nordmark.
Hi, Bea.
Hello, Vanna.
At it again, I see.
Yes, yes, yes. We're here. Ooh. We're here. It's evening. We have wine. Things are running smoothly, I think. Are you okay?
I'm perfectly fine, actually. I've the Easter holiday coming up here, so I'm happy about it.
The holidays, like any holidays, are good holidays.
Yes.
So, yeah. Perfect. Perfect. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do today?
We are going to stay in Germany for a while. We were there last week as well, going for a revisit.
Because we like Germany. So,
yes.
Yeah. Good place to be. Mm-hmm. So we have a couple of guests today. Perfectly new people to the podcast. So this is very exciting. And we would, of course, love to say welcome to you guys. And as usual, to get all names and everything right, would you please like to introduce yourselves with your names and whereabouts you are?
Hello, I'm Barbara von Krempe. I'm living in Lübeck in the north of Knight's Crossing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm Lars Torgensson, and I'm also from Knight's Crossing, way up in the north in Kiel. Anybody knows this town? It's a small town here in the north, and I will move in the next month to Itzehoe. Yeah, just for your information.
Oh, doesn't Kiel have like a good handball team or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Handball. See? Yeah.
It is.
I was trying to think, like, do I know anything?
And in soccer, we are in the second league, I think, in Germany. It's okay, but handball, yeah, it's team number one, and also Flensburg is the second.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear it.
Sports
so
people.
Thank you so much. Thank you for wanting to be in our podcast. We are very, very happy to have you as guests here today. And as you might have figured out, both our honored guests today and listeners, what we want to hear about today is, of course, like a little bit about your SEA background. Like, how did you end up in the SEA? Was it at the same town where you are now? And like, what's the backstory? Do you want to start, Barbara?
Yeah. First, thank you for the invite. For this lovely podcast, I really love to hear it. The episodes in English. My STA journey started, I think it was Halloween 2008. It was a Northern Frankmark fighter practice back then in Lübeck. And Richard asked me if I wanted to go fencing. He has a founder of a bunch of people who are fencing and doing medieval stuff. Mm-hmm. And yes, I was so excited to go fencing and try that stuff. And yeah, that's how I found the SCA. And first years I played pretty local in Lübeck area and Hamburg area. Mm-hmm. And fencing was my first way to the SCA.
Yeah. Did you try fencing on that first event?
Of course, you did.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yes, I did. I had wonderful people welcoming me and making sure I'm safe with their armor and everything, even if I didn't have anything to bring with me. And it was a lot of fun and a lot of bruises in the evening that keeps on blooming all over my body.
Was it your really first time trying it, or did you practice with him beforehand?
No chance.
Okay.
Fencing. It was my really first time on NFFP.
Hmm. Okay.
How about you, Lars?
I didn't found the SCA. My ex-wife found the society. My ex-wife, Alfades Wirkürz dot here, a wonderful name. She was searching for medieval groups in Germany, and there are a lot, but I don't know how, but she found the SCA, And she found out that there is a small event in Sweden called Double Wolf.
At the smallest event, yes.
Really small
the
event,
smallest,
yes. Yeah.
And so she decided to go there, I think in 2 weeks or something like that. We had cloth, a little bit of garden, we had both. And yeah, she wanted to go there, and I said, no, I have no idea. These are crazy people, let me out there. So on the first weekend, she went there, met Barbara and Richard, I think so, yeah. And she came back and said, yeah, it's wonderful, it's great, you have to come to the second weekend there, come. And yeah, so we go there, took a room in there in the new, and yeah, so I met Barbara and Richard too, and a lot of crazy guys, and it was great. It was a really great event, and Barbara and Richard were court buddies. They explained everything to me. So now is this happening? Ah, this reward, and yeah, and it was a great weekend and a great party. 2 days of party. Yeah.
Yeah,
The
that's
Double
kind
Horse
of
is amazing party.
yeah, that's
Yeah.
sort of what Double Wars is about, like, well, the party, but also like the people and hanging out and
Yeah,
spending time
of course.
with
It
folks.
took me some years to find Double Wars because first I didn't leave my local area, and I think it was my second or third year in the SCA when I was traveling to Double Wars my first time. And it was amazing. The last evening, or the last day of Double Wars, I was sitting in my tent and crying. I don't want to go home
Oh,
anymore. I don't want to wear trousers
come
and
on, you do
jeans
it
and
every
stuff.
time. Every time you cry on the
Yeah.
last evening.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Especially the,
and
like, I don't want to wear real clothes. It's a big thing.
yes.
Like, yeah.
And
It's a
it's
struggle.
in Sweden, but it's only 6 hour drive or so
Yeah,
from
exactly.
here. It's nothing. It's
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, it's
So
closer for you than it is for me.
yeah. Yeah. It
So,
is.
yeah, because I
It's
have, I think.
closer for us to travel to Double Wars than travel to south of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are right, yeah.
That is also true.
And
So.
that's the interesting thing with borders. I mean, for if you have any listeners in the States, I mean, we have actual borders with actual other countries. We have to take in consideration. And I mean, it's Germany is big, is really huge, and Sweden is a long country. It's bizarrely long. You can drive hours and hours and hours and haven't, left Småland.
Yeah, no. That's it's hopeless. Like,
And
but yeah,
don't
but
forget the
then
traffic jam in Germany.
pardon?
Sorry,
Oh
yeah.
yeah.
Stau.
Traffic jam.
Oh.
You can drive
Stau.
several hours in Germany, and yeah, you will get 1 kilometer or so. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like yeah, that's quite. I mean, that's we're fairly protected from that in Sweden, unless you're around the bigger cities, but we don't get those like really
There
long.
are bigger cities in Sweden.
Well,
Yeah.
not
One or two.
one or
Yeah.
two, yeah,
Yeah, not that
So
many.
close.
Yeah, most of them are quite tiny, to be honest. So yeah, but yeah. So that's how you sort of ended up and then came to Double Wars, which is of course a good experience, which is it's my, one of my favorites. It's not too long now until next Double Wars, actually. We're only sort of 4 weeks away because we have a very early Double Wars this year.
And
We
it
will see
will
you
be
there, nice and
cold.
toasty.
Yeah.
Will you be coming to Double Wars this year?
Of course.
Of course.
Good. Yes, excellent.
I
Of
first
course.
thought last year I thought I wouldn't be able to make it because of work, but projects and timelines and stuff, but it's all going behind, so yay, I will go to Double Wars.
Perfect, perfect.
That is good news. That is good news. So So you, that's basically the backstory. So, Baba, how come you, I mean, we figured out now you love the fencing and everything. So you stayed because you met, you were doing fencing and you met cool people and you went to good events and stuff. What is it that you do mostly nowadays? Like, is it still the fencing that keeps you going?
No fencing at the moment anymore because I have pretty broken knees.
Yeah.
And I found the A&S stuff hooking me most. First, when I came to the SCA, I thought, okay, sewing my own clothes, no, I will never do that. No, never. Well, then I started sewing with a sewing machine. And I thought, no, not hand sewing. I'm not that crazy. No, I will not do that. Well, now everything I sew is sewn by hand and embroidered by hand and stuff. And I really love to do everything with yarn and threads and fabric. And I love the glasses Marlene made with a spring. I
That's
really, really love that technique. And I hope to learn more this double warps.
wonderful.
And beside that, I'm helping in the kitchen or doing stuff, a little bit of service, but mostly when I have my friends in the kitchen because those are the best kitchen parties.
Oh yes. The kitchen at Double Wars is fantastic.
Yeah, that's amazing. And also you're pretty good at, and that goes for both of you actually, you're pretty good at bringing drinks to royals. That's something I
Oh
have experienced
I've
personally.
learned the last years I have to do it and yeah, it always put a smile on their face.
It's fantastic. It makes it really hard to stay sober during tournaments and stuff, but but it
Tournaments
also makes it
are long and hard enough. You can have a little bit of fun
Yes.
on the side. Yeah.
Doing the lady in waiting,
Sorry?
doing the lady in waiting stuff is real a lot of fun, and
Yeah,
I
lady in
agree.
waiting.
It is a
You
lot of
learn
fun.
so much, and during court, it's you have the best view on the people who are getting awards. I really love it. I love the emotions, and you hear everything that's happening in court.
True.
It's better than the
Okay,
front
it's
row.
everybody should be lady in waiting in the next month. So,
Yeah.
good part. Yeah.
Will be interesting courts when everyone is behind the thrones
Yeah.
and bit
Exactly.
logistic
Behind the
nightmare perhaps.
throne.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one wants to sit in front. Everybody wants to
Yeah.
be helping. Like, be a lot of running when people need to come
Yeah.
around to get awards and to get called up. Like, yeah. Oh, why not? Why not? You have to do that too. Oh. No, but I agree with you. I also started doing lady in waiting stuff fairly early on in my own SCA career, and it was a great way to learn as well. Like as you say, you see everything that happens, you hear what's happening, and you get the view of the people getting awards and things. But you also learn a lot more about the kingdom and the society and how it actually works.
Exactly.
Plus, you get to know more people, like new people, and like the royals that might be a bit like, oh, they're really cool people. I don't really know them, but you know. And I found that was a good way to get contacts as well, build a network and find new friends. So yeah, I want to join in the advertisement of helping out and being a retainer, actually. So yeah, and as I said, that's something that you do a lot as well, Lars, which is really nice. But you also do other stuff. What is it that you do more than? Do you like hand sew all your garb as well? And
Are you talking to
yes, I'm
me?
talking to
I have hand sewn a little bit of my garb,
Oh, see.
but I let that to other people. Barbara had made a tunica and trousers for me. In the last week. So yeah, it's
No,
for
I
other
just
people.
took old stuff from you and prepared it to be wearable.
That's
So,
good too.
I'm more in the service type of guy in the SCA. So, things like Lady in Waiting, and carry stuff around, something like that. But mostly, you will find me in the kitchen. At least in night crossing events, you will find me in the kitchen as cook or prepare the food, something like that. Yeah, that's my part. It's not the arts and science or something like that. Oh, okay, maybe I didn't found the right thing I want to do in the FCA. Maybe I will find it in the future. But yeah, cooking and carrying stuff around, that's mine. And maybe event planning I will do in the future. Maybe this year, Barbara, what do you think? Yeah. Yeah.
Do you
Yeah,
have anything
chances are quite
planned?
good.
Yeah, we have we maybe there will be an event in the north of Night Crossing in the end of the year. Yeah, I expect you both there.
That sounds exciting.
There used to be boats from Gothenburg to Kiel and to Lübeck, ferries. So I don't
Yeah,
know
there are
anybody's done
ferries.
it.
Yeah, Kiel, no, there is no ferry. Or
Travemünde are a few ferries.
yeah, Lübeck, Travemünde, something like that. Yeah,
Yeah.
but that's my field of joy in the essay.
And he's really, really good in seeing things that have to be done or things you can do better and to make it more comfortable for people. He's really, really good at it.
Yeah, good. I
Okay, I'm
agree.
melting. Thank
And that is
you.
also something that is needed. Like, I mean, there are different things that we're all good at. And I think that this society is actually quite good at sort of recognizing those different areas in which we can be excellent in the way we have our awards and the orders and everything, which I think is nice. So, and it's really a joy to have people around that sort of do the whole thing. Oh, I see this needs to be fixed, and then it just happens, which is a great thing because other
Magic.
it's exactly it's like magic.
Can imagine.
And that was our little musical interlude. Vanna singing songs from the 80s. Yeah. Oh, well, that's
Someone
cool.
has. Someone's gonna do it.
Oh my God, yes, someone. Yeah. So, yeah, that's really cool. So what are your plans coming up now? I mean, obviously, as we said, it's not too far away from Double Wars. It's like a month, but other than that, do you have any plans for events more local? I mean, obviously not maybe northern Germany then, but anything in Germany or down further north?
There are some A&S meetings here in the north of Night Crossing. So maybe next month there will be an A&S meeting where we will be. I think Barbara, you are
Yeah.
also there. Double Wars, yeah, up in April I will not attend. Sorry
Yeah,
for that.
we have some great events in the next month here in Germany, like you said, Arts in April or Rot und Gold. But I fear or the Crown Tournament will in spring will be in the Netherlands. That's quite close to us. But I fear I will not be able to attend any of them. I try to make it, but I'm quite sure I will not make it.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to choose. So it's a, yeah, it's a tough.
The good thing with the society is that it's usually still there when you come back. It's you can be away for a while and then just, well, I'm back again. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And you always find your friends again.
Yeah.
A bunch of
Yep.
people. That's
Mm.
it. And then sometimes you just need a break for whatever reason. And
Yeah.
then it's just like just leave it there and it will still be there when you return,
Yeah.
which is a lovely thing. So
The thing I'm looking forward to the most at Double Wars is sitting with friends next to the list field, sewing, chatting, eat some cookies,
Yeah.
and
And cheese. Don't
And
forget the
oh my
cheese.
God, yes.
have some A&S and yeah, that's the thing I enjoy mostly. And when I look back at my first double world, it was a thing I was not able to understand. I saw this lady
This
sitting
one?
next to the list field, and sitting there chatting, sewing, embroidering stuff, and so on. And I thought, why are they doing that? They could be on the list field. They can do fencing or heavy or whatever. Why are they sitting there and sewing? That's so, and mostly the ladies. And it was, why? Ladies, you have all the same chances and to do in the SCA as a man. And now I understand. It's just fun.
And it's also comfortable, like it's like nice and cozy.
Yes, it's so nice. It's so, you
It's
people there are so welcoming.
And it's not that you think that you can't be a part of the fencing. It's just that if you sit beside, you don't want to be part of the fencing. You just want to watch it and enjoy it.
Enjoy it, have fun, and socialize. That's all.
Exactly.
That's the SCA for me. It's mostly socializing.
Me too is
Come
most
together
important thing.
with good friends or even family, if you want so to say. That's the SCA for me.
Yeah, but I think that's the thing, that it's the SCA is a form of chosen family for many of us. Like it's even if we live far apart and sometimes maybe not see each other for a year or more, as you said, Baba, we come back and we still, it's still our friends, they're still there. And it's like it doesn't matter if we saw each other 3 weeks ago or 3 years ago, like during the pandemic, but it's still when we come back, it's like we saw each other
Nothing
yesterday.
happened. It's
Yeah, we just
yeah.
pick up where we left off.
You start, you pick up there. Exactly.
And I think, and that's something that we have had. I mean, you've obviously listened to the English speaking episodes of this podcast, but we had a bunch of seasons in Swedish previously. And what we come back to, I think, all the time is like when we ask people, like, so how come you stayed in the SEA? What has kept you here? And it can be the arts and science or the service or lots of things that people love. But what it always comes down to, but it's actually the people. It's actually the friendships and the socializing.
We have I've had many people saying that the medieval thingy isn't as interesting longer as it used to be. It's the people that's the it that makes it the most interesting.
Yeah. So like they came for the medieval thing, but they stayed because of the people. And I think that's very true for a lot of us, actually, which
And
is
for
nice.
me, it is so more fun when I to cook when I know there are a lot of good friends in the crowd, and
Of course.
it's much more fun than to cook for strangers. So,
For sure. For sure.
and the kitchen parties, you have to go in the kitchen.
I know.
There's always an open bottle of bubbly in the
Yeah.
kitchen.
Yeah. Even during breakfast hours. Yes.
Especially during breakfast hours.
Come
Fried
together with
pancakes and you drink your bubbly and it's all good.
yeah.
Like, yeah. So I think it's time for a little break. To hear the voice of one of our listeners, I suppose, as usual. So we will be back in just a couple of minutes. Okay?
Perfect.
Excellent.
Hej, jag heter Grazia och jag lyssnar på Någonstans i Nordmark.
Righty ho. So we're back
We're
again
back.
and we're going to keep talking to our lovely guests about life in Northern Germany and garb making and other things, basically. So where should we start? Should we start? We spoke briefly in the break that we had about the differences of Northern Knights Crossing and Southern Knights Crossing. And Vanna, you referred to the 90s, where all these like American military bases and people.
Since Drachenwald was more or less founded by the American soldiers that came over, and we were a bit worried when they started closing the bases that we would lose the SEA in Germany, but I'm happy to say that we have not lost a bit. We have so many, many wonderful people, actual Germans, as you, being part of
We
the SEA.
took over,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly.
We are very
So,
grateful.
as you said, in Northern Germany, we don't have the American bases. And most people who are going to live in Germany will not come to the north of Germany. They are mostly in the middle or in the south of Germany. So we have, nearly just German people in the north of Germany.
And they're really spread over the landscapes also. One or two in Lübeck, one in Kiel. Some of them are in Hamburg, the greatest city here. And we have even if we want to meet, everybody has to travel at least 1 hour or something like that, by car or by train. So it's a little bit
Spread out.
outsourced, spread out. Yeah, but it works because when you meet, it's really warm and lovely to see these people again. And yeah, we do a lot of A&S here in the north. Barbara, your clothes. What do you do on centuries? You had a Viking dress
Oh,
made.
when I came to the SCI, I started with fantasy, medieval
Of course,
fantasy.
yes, because we are the FCA, right?
I was long, long time ago before the SCA. I was looking for medieval clubs and groups, and there was so much stuff about when they are playing and how exactly accurate it has to be. And I was, what? All that I have to do before meeting people and doing stuff with them together. And no, I don't think so. I want to do that. And and in the SCA, I saw all these people with this great garb and this wonderful clothes and all that details. And I started with the 14th century, late 14th century. That was my first big love. And then I came to Sweden, and I saw all the Landsknechts, and I loved it so much. Then I did
The
Landsknecht.
punks. The punks.
It's so great. It's all these puffy, slashy thingies,
Oh, yes.
the big hats with the feathers. I loved it so much.
I have to try it. I have to try it.
And then I had so many of these beautiful glass beads, these pearls made by hand by all these wonderful people. And I got them and I had them all in a small box. And I thought, I'm so sorry, but I need to do Viking because I want to wear all these wonderful pearls. And so I start making Viking. And now I'm working on my Kranach dress. My blue Kranach dress, I wore it last university in south of Germany. And it's still not finished, but first time I wore it was on 30 years in the Netherlands, in Poldervliet.
But even now it looks amazing. You have to see her in the dress. It's really good, really.
Thank you
Yeah.
so much.
It's a great style. Like the Kranach
So
dresses are very,
beautiful.
very lovely.
It's like a caramel. It's just like
It's like a work of art or a piece of candy, like
it
a
is. It
cake.
is.
Oh. But I imagine I have not done anything from that period because I'm a bit lazy. So I stick to Viking and late 14th century, sort of. But do you, is it a lot of work? I mean, I imagine it's quite.
Depends on if you find some fabric that has a nice pattern you can use. It's maybe not that much work, but I took pure golden silk and started to embroider the pattern on the silk. to make all the applications on the top part of the dress.
And that makes it a little bit more work then.
Makes it a little bit more work. So it took me, I think,
I've seen it.
7 months to make it a little bit wearable to be in time for 30 years to wear it without sleeves
Time in
and
the car besides me. She embroiders.
yeah, because Lars, you look exhausted just by listening to this whole like the story.
It's really not mine. I've enough to do this. No, but university, you faded in Kranach. This, I think, the second or third event. I was it was ID University, really. We went there, and well, the dresses there, oh, it was so frightening. Everybody looked so beautiful, and I'm so besides, so in my Viking, yeah, so it works dress, and they are so beautiful. Kranach dresses made by hand, 1 or 2 years, 6,000 pearls on it. It was a great event, but a little bit frightening for a newcomer like me.
Yeah.
But do you think all the cool dresses could frighten away newcomers? I mean, we try to
You
tell
have
everyone.
to, yeah. You have to make clear that you don't have to look so in the future. It's or that it is a progress. You will grow to that point, but yeah, it can be frightened and fight them away.
You can
Maybe.
grow to that point. You can do that journey. You don't
But
have to.
you
But you
don't
don't have
have
to,
to.
exactly.
Yeah. And that's an important point, I think. My second event was a coronation. And there it was the same, all these beautiful dresses. And I thought, oh, wow, I want to wear that too, but where can I get that? That's where I decided maybe I should start sewing a little bit, maybe just a little bit. And it was
Well,
really
yeah.
impressive, but it was not a good choice for my second event, to be honest.
If anybody from the listeners wants to have time and wants to do dresses for me, God, hey, I will pay you. I will not do it for myself. Oh, to these girls, and yeah, they will contact me.
And I think
Perfect.
that's something that is very sort of legit, and that we have to, I don't know, talk about a bit more maybe, that you don't actually have to make your own garb. You don't have to hand sew
No,
every
you don't
item of
have.
clothing that you are wearing. There are other
No.
people that are happy to do it for
And
payment,
it
of course.
says you have to try to wear to have some sort of medieval clothes. It's
For
not
sure.
it's it that's not it's not say you need to have the best stuff at once. It just says try to have medieval clothes. So
Yeah,
okay. It's an
exactly.
attempt. That's what we need. And it's and but also that it's also fine to buy your clothes. Like there is not a requirement that you have done them yourself, even if they are very basic or super fancy. You can still actually commission it from someone if you want to. So it's not that should not be weird or strange or wrong in any way. Like,
But you see it when you are new. You see these dresses, and you think, okay, am I right here or not? I will never get on this on this level, you know.
And then suddenly you're there.
That's what I thought at the beginning too. Exactly. So
It's a path that you can choose to walk if you want to and like get there, but not
I
have to.
don't want to.
But
Or
yeah.
accidentally slip in the past.
And yes, exactly. You can just sort of
Like I
slide
did.
into it and don't know how this happened. So but that's something that we have discussed a lot previously, Vanna, as well, about like the different types of like approach to the whole garb making and a lot of
Stuff making in general. Like if you want to make armory or just stuff.
Precisely.
I mean, I usually tell people I had really bad grades in sewing in school.
And crafts.
I sucked so badly at crafts and sewing because it wasn't funny. It was just ugly fabric, stupid people working there. The people in my class, stupid people, lovely but stupid people, and it wasn't funny. But then when I found the SEA, suddenly I had something to work against, so I could make my own clothes, and I too wanted to look that magnificent as they did. So, well,
Okay,
lesson
for
learned.
you it was a challenge to get there, and
I've been sewing arms on backwards. You look stupid when you do it, but I learned. I got better.
Absolutely. It's a development that you go through, but I think it's a lot about motivation as well, because I mean, and this is something that the listeners who speak Swedish will have heard before. But the fact that I mean, I also sucked at sewing in school. I almost didn't get a grade at all because I was just so bored.
You both
And
had it at school. I'm a little
yeah,
bit disappointed of the German school system.
I had sewing a little bit in school for half a year or 1 year, I'm not sure. But I learned nearly nothing.
I think we have it from grade 4 and up, I think.
Grade 4 until grade 9, right?
Oh, nice.
So we do
Or
both
not nice, okay, but
textile crafts and like woodwork, which is also like metals and we
And
do
first you just
enameling
get
and
like one semester of this and one semester of that, and then I think in grade 8 or something
you
you choose
choose or
which you
7
wanted.
maybe.
Do I want woodwork or fabric?
Or fabric, and
I'm
then like
really
all the
impressed.
girls choose fabric and then all the boys choose
I
wood.
took woodwork. I had really good grades in woodwork.
I know. I took sewing because it was like
In the beginning for the SEI, I made a table and chairs and Baba, you have seen them, or a double was, yeah, with my
See?
own hands. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It was okay.
So proud of you, Lars. So proud. Well
I
done.
made some furniture too for traveling
Good.
to completely break down and
Be able to fold out and be.
not to take a lot of space when traveling.
Because that's also an important thing. I mean, you mentioned the fact that you are up in Northern Lights Crossing. There is not really any events close to you, so you need to do a lot of traveling and bring lots of stuff. Has that like affected how you like the making of the furniture and like the garb and what things you bring? You must have sort of adapted quite a lot to
I
that,
got a
right?
bigger car.
You got a bigger car. Okay. That's one way of adapting to it.
And when traveling to Double Wars for 10 days, you want to be comfortable. You want to have warm clothes
Of
and
course.
some clothes to change. So there needed to be more clothes. And you want to sit comfortable for 10 days and have a nice table. So you're building a table and some benches and more stuff where you can put your feast gear in, and some chest where you can put your clothes in and everything.
That's
Because
so
buying
after
that stuff
some
is
years
too
you have
expensive.
everything. And I made it a little bit more comfort as more yeah I think nicer for me. I have no tent. I will sleep with Benny in his tent. I would take maybe one chair, and that's all. and a lot of clothes because it's in the in the beginning of May.
That is true. Have you made any adaptations for Double Wars this year, as it is very early? Have you planned ahead for like more wool or
Barbara planned a lot,
blankets or
but I don't
I
think
made
we can say it here.
Okay.
I made two pair of hose to wear under, to have warm feet and legs. And
Wonderful. Yep.
I made a 16th century jacket for wearing over my Landsknecht stuff, clothes to be warm in the evening, because last year the nights have been so freezing cold.
Yeah.
And yeah,
And that was
that's why I
later in
wanted.
the
And that was
year.
later, yeah.
Yes, and today I bought some stuff on Amazon to put in my tent, some furniture to hang my clothes, to put all my stuff in, so they are not laying on the ground.
That's
That's
good.
probably a good thing to like.
Yeah, I have to buy some undergarments or something to survive the freezing cold nights. Yeah.
Thermosuit.
Yeah, something like that,
Some thermo shirts,
yeah.
maybe wear under it.
Woolen, yeah, like merino wool, long johns
Yeah.
stuff.
Working with layers, that's good.
Like an onion, yeah, of course.
Or a cake. Depends on
Or a cake. Okay,
yourself.
that's a good analogy. Yeah.
Cake or onion, yeah. But it's interesting, actually. Speaking of that, I was at a very, very, very small event just a couple of weekends ago. I happened to be find myself in Stüringheim for work, and they had a mini university on the Saturday. So I was staying, I was working, and then I stayed on the weekend. And Rennike had a really nice lecture on like how to keep warm in your medieval garb and like undergarments, and how it shouldn't actually be necessary to use modern undergarments underneath clothes. So she like showed the and talked about like the woolen underdresses and shirts in like very, very fine wool, and the hose, and how you could make like all the undergarments as well in fine wool, and when you would want to use linen and when you would want to use wool depending on the temperature and the climate and everything.
Okay,
Not
she has to
really.
do this at the next university too.
No, it was really
Yes,
great,
definitely.
great lecture
Or a
and
double
really
horse,
cool.
maybe.
Yeah,
Or a double
maybe
horse. So, if you are listening to
just
it.
poke she just poke her in it. But it was really nice because it's like, and she showed she had brought some stuff as well and showed that she had made this like just a new underdress for in thin non-itchy wool to wear as the bottom layer. The good thing about wool, I mean, many people commented on the fact like okay, so but I thought we were going to wear linen closest to our body because it's easier to wash. But on the other hand, wool is you can just hang it out in a bit of damp weather or some snow, and then it sort of cleans itself. So you don't actually have to wash it in hot water to make it clean. It's a good thing. And also the good thing about wool, obviously, being the fact that it keeps you warm even if it gets wet, which is the case with linen. So if you have like a long linen dress and it gets a little bit wet at the bottom, it just the wet the water just like seeps up and it gets really cold and really wishy around your legs, and it's extremely uncomfortable.
But a woolen
Yes.
dress will just keep the heat.
Exactly. So
Especially when the skirts are floor length and they are wet and going over your feet and your shoes every step, and then your feet are completely wet and dirty and freezing cold.
It's not great. That's why the reason why I've started to making my all my underdresses short, not
Yes.
but like mid calf sort of, not floor length, because then it doesn't pick up the wet as easily, which is it was a good trick when I learned that. So there are lots of different ways of doing this to just like stay warm even during this very early double wars. But but on the other hand, I mean, it could get really warm and nice, so you never
Would
know.
be
I mean,
great.
we've had early May that has been like top-notch and warm and lovely, and then also it
And
could
we are a cake, so we can put things off,
I mean,
of
really. So I'm staying indoors, so I'm good. Like,
Me too.
I'll have a warm, always. I don't.
Are there so many indoor desks?
I don't know. It's like 50 or 60 or something.
Something like that.
So many. And why
Yeah,
are there not
it is
more
beds
scouts?
everywhere, like
Yeah.
in all these
Is
little nooks and crannies and
it,
rooms. Haven't you
Okay,
ever
next
been
time.
in the rooms where there are the three level beds? So they're like the top bunk is like really close to the ceiling, and it's very high ceiling.
I'm sure that's not a problem.
Good for you. Oh yeah. No, I think it's going to be a good event. So feel
Oh,
well.
definitely.
Yeah.
So, but to come back to you and your part of the SEA, what do you think? What do you want to say to people who want to join the SEA in your part of Knights Crossing?
It's your Lars.
Of course, it's me. Try it. Be a little bit mobile. You have to go to places. It's not in your town there. There will never be an event. So you have to be a little bit more in that direction. And have fun. Don't expect. Nobody expects anything from you. So be there, make friends, look at the funny things, and come into the family slowly. Let it be. Let it develop. So anybody expects anything from you.
And
I think.
maybe drink a Klopfer with Lars.
Ah, yes. A copper. Drink a copper. Or bubbly.
Yeah. And just enjoy. I
Definitely.
think it's a thing. You will find friends. This is a friendly society.
And
It
if
is.
you don't find friends, then that's not the place for you. We are so different.
Yeah, then we are apparently
Really,
idiots for
everybody is
you.
so different. There should be a friend for you in the SEA.
That is true. That is true. Yeah, I think that's a lovely. There's some lovely words to sort of close this episode on. Like
Oh.
there is, we're all very different. There is a friend for you out there. Like that's what we want to say to any potential newcomers that might listen to this episode.
And
We will
if
find.
you're
You will find someone you're crazy.
Yes, exactly.
Oh yeah. Yes.
That's the thing.
Who will match your craziness. Yeah.
Precisely. Yeah.
If there's someone out there who feels crazy and want to join or just want to sew garb for Lars, you can contact us on Någonstans i Nordmark. That's somewhere in Nordmark, but in Swedish, but without the O. Någonstans i Nordmark at gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Facebook with the same name, Någonstans i Nordmark. We now have a beautiful new logo that actually says somewhere in Drachenwald that Baron Nicholas made for us. So we're very grateful for that.
It might show
So
up
you can.
on Redbubble at one point.
Oh, so you
So,
will also be able to buy merch with the new logo.
oh, yes.
But there is also, of course, merch with the old logo on Redbubble. So don't miss out on that. If you are really lucky, you could get a shower curtain with me and Vanna on it to have in your shower.
We
There
can
is the
always be
idea.
staring at you when you sit on the loo.
And yes, we are looking at Torleif and
Emily.
Emlyn when we're saying this because we know you have it. Anyway, so that's all for this episode. And we wish you a very happy Easter. As this is well in the middle of the Easter holidays. And we will be back again in 2 weeks with some other guests and talking about different things with the different people in a different part of Drachenwald, I think. And we will see you guys in Double Wars in like a month or so. So thank
Thank
you.
you so very much
Yes.
for
Yes.
joining us today.
Thank you very
Thank you
much.
for doing
Thank you
this.
for the invite. It was
You're
great.
most
Most
pleasure.
welcome. Cool.
And I'm so
Well,
looking forward to see you all at Double Warmth.
it's not too far. It's not too
Yes.
far. And we will all be warm and have lots of wool. So it'll be very
Yay.
good. Okay. So, and to all the listeners, we will talk to you again in 2 weeks. Bye bye.
Bye. Oh, well, wait.
What?
First, a small
Oh, of course. Summary.
summary in Swedish.
Yes, it will follow. And then we will say bye bye or something.
Now we
Okay.
say bye-bye now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Kort sammanfattning på svenska. I denna veckas avsnitt talade Bea och Vanna engelska igen. Det går bra nu. På deras väg genom Drachenwald har de återigen stannat i Knights Crossing. Men den här gången i norra Tyskland, det vill säga Kiel och Lübeck. Där bor Barbara von Krempe och Lars Torgrimsson, som intervjuas här om hur det är att vara med i SCA där. Barbara fann föreningen genom fäktningen och det älskar hon fortfarande. Men med tiden har hon också blivit bra på sömnad. Hon älskar allt som har med hantverk att göra och syr gärna för hand. Lars fick reda på hur roligt det var på dubbelkriget tack vare en exfru och behöll föreningen. Han gillar allt, men bäst tycker han om människorna. Han är bra på att stå bakom kungligheterna på hov och är alltid redo att räcka ut en hjälpande hand. Och alkohol. De pratar om hur stort Drachenwald är, hur stort Tyskland är och hur långt Sverige är. De har 6 timmar med bil till Knäcke. Och att vanna och bea har längre åka än så. De diskuterar nackdelar med långa klänningar i kombination med regn och varför det är bra med flera lager ylle. Speciellt i år när dubbelkriget är så tidigt på året. Slutligen vill de säga att alla i föreningen är så olika. Så det finns en vän till just dig där ute. Du kommer att hitta någon som är lika galen som du. Lita på det. Och köp gärna vår merch på Redbubble. Även du kan få ett duschdraperi med Bea och Vanna på. Om 2 veckor är Bea och Vanna tillbaka igen. För mer snack på engelska.